Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, this is Simon with today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Moving is a stressful time. In fact, it ranks as one of the top four stresses that one can experience in one's life. So I thought I'd share a couple of little tips that might help make that awkward day that much easier to bear. After months of hunting for your house, negotiating price, you're finally ready to move, but unfortunately the stress isn't quite over yet. The months leading up to the moving day will be full of admin, and many homeowners agree that this is an extremely stressful time period. So it's time to make sure that you plan ahead, schedule, and give yourself some time to prepare for a carefree move. Where do you begin? The old adage says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So the first thing you're going to do is actually confirm a move date. As soon as you've agreed on a date to move out of your home, you can start the ball rolling, get even some carpet cleaners in, contact removal, babysitters. However, it's important to note that when you choose a moving date, to try and choose a date that is not the end or the beginning of a month, or a Monday or a Friday. So a mid-month, mid-week move will be probably your least expensive move due to the popularity of many people taking ownership of their homes at the beginning or end of a month. So when entering into your contract to negotiate on your new home, an occupation date is discussed, try your best to set it for a mid-month move. It will also allow you a little bit more flexibility around that time period. The next thing I would suggest is you make an inventory of all the pieces of furniture and items that are within your household. This can be a rather daunting task if you've got storerooms and garages that you seldom venture into, but it's important at this time to decide on which items you're actually going to move. I can speak from experience. I have a mother-in-law that enjoys to be a bit of a hoarder, and we have boxes that have moved from house to house to house and have yet to be opened. It's not only a waste of precious space, but also of finances, because somebody has to pay to have those boxes moved. So take an inventory, decide what you're going to keep, what you're going to get rid of. This inventory can also be used to obtain the quotes from the moving companies, as many of them these days do online quotes, where you simply enter the volume of furniture, the amount of boxes that you plan to be taking, and based on that, they then order a truck of the correct size and send it through. So knowing the exact items that you're moving is going to be very important. That inventory is best done room by room. So in a kitchen, you could, for example, have 1x fridge, 2x cutting boards, 3x spoons, etc., etc. The next thing is, the earlier you start packing, the better. As soon as you know that you're going to move, start packing boxes. The closer that you get to your move, the more stress there will be and the more time that there will be wasted if you haven't started early enough. So go through the closet, garage, storerooms, get rid of those unused, unwanted items. And if it collected dust in your current home, it's probably going to collect dust in your new home. The next thing that you can do, and I've seen clients of mine do this, which is quite ingenious, they make a floor plan of the new home that they're moving into to scale. I've even seen some cut out little pieces of cardboard to scale, representing their tables, their chairs, etc., etc. Because the last thing you want is to move into your new home and the furniture just gets dumped. And with the stresses, you don't exactly know where you want that sideboard or the orientation of your dining room table. And again, from experience, I lived in my current home for 3 years before I reorientated the dining room table, and then only realized it was put in that position originally just to make the boxes move through easier. So you can certainly get stuck with a layout of furniture that was not intended. One other thing to do, make sure you get enough supplies. Don't overestimate how much packing tape you'll need, how many boxes you'll need. Cupboards have a way of looking empty and then reappearing with new things in them that only requires you to go out and obtain more boxes. So don't underestimate the importance of planning your packaging materials up front. One of the last things to do is to remember that as you're moving your items from one home to another, you need to ensure that the insurance is being followed with those items or furniture. Either your moving company will insure them during transit, but it's very important that you contact your insurance company, let them know of your change of address so that you can be assured that you are covered for any damages, breakages, etc. that might occur during that move. And now that the big stuff's out the way, you can make use of that checklist that you made, start moving with confidence, and by the time you settle into your new home, you'll be thankful for the foresight and planning for both the large and the small details ahead of time. Happy moving!
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience, This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.